Hi, welcome to Wake Up, the Truth About Alexa. I'm Lauren Johnson, founder of Alexa is a Human. On this podcast, you will hear true personal stories from people worldwide sharing the impact that Alexa as a wake word has had on them. You will hear expert opinions in fields such as technology, education, psychology, and more. We will dive into corporate ethics and responsibility, name bombardment, and how Amazon's choice to use a human name as a wake word is causing young children, teens, and women to experience severe bullying, sexual harassment, suicidal ideation, name changes, anxiety, therapy, identity erasure, and more. Thanks for joining us. Okay, so welcome everyone to this episode of Wake Up, the Truth About Alexa. Today I have Nick and Emily with me from VoiceSpark Live, and I'm very excited to have them on today and get their opinions on the subject and then just sort of ethics in the voice community in general as well. So welcome. Thank you so much for being on with us. And Emily, if you want to introduce yourself a little bit and just tell listeners a little bit about you and your experience in the voice industry, that'd be great.
Sure. Thanks so much for having us on. So great to be here. My name's Emily. I am a conversation designer at Strategic Education. I recently switched into the voice world from being a professional violinist. But aside from conversation design, I also am one of the hosts of VoiceSpark Live. And I also do a lot of work with the Open Voice Network, specifically the Ethical Use Task Force. So we're working to come up with ethical standards and guidelines for voice assistants.
Okay, awesome. And what type of subjects do you are you focusing on within that frame?
So we're looking at coming up with ethical principles right now. So we have a bunch of like fairness and inclusivity, accessibility, transparency, compliance, accountability, sustainability, that type of stuff. So we're trying to look at everything to make sure that people are really thinking about ethics from the beginning to the end of the experience and that it's a continuous thing, not just something that's added on at the end.
Awesome. And that's great because, you know, the, I guess, industry or genre, if you will, is so new. There must be a whole lot of work for you and your team, I would imagine.
Yes, especially in terms of like voice biomarkers and biometrics, because that's really new. And like voice recognition, like what are they getting out of your voice? And there's just so much information that can come out of even like a little sound. And so, yeah, it's just we have to be very careful of what people can take and that people are very aware of what they're giving away when they're talking to voice assistants.
So cool. So. That's fascinating. And Nick, how about you? Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and also, you know, your experience in tech? What it is you're doing?
Yeah. So so we started VoiceSpark Live probably about a year ago, a little bit more than a year ago, and we wanted to focus on use case scenarios, right? Trying out different games that you could play on your Amazon Alexa devices, teaching you, and it reminds me, I'm in a muter, teaching you how to use the device, because there's so many people out there that don't know how to use these devices. And through this, I was actually fortunate to gain employment, just like Emily, making the transition from being a professional violinist to now a conversational designer. I was able to transition from a military career to doing actually like marketing and testing for a company called Wonderword, which is out of Sweden. And it's been a very interesting year, to say the least. And I'm definitely looking forward to it. But my overall goal is to educate people on the world that's out there as far as like audio entertainment and using these devices, because they could be your best friend, but they can also be your worst enemy if you don't know how to properly configure it the right way or whatnot. So that's sort of like what I kind of hang my hat on. And I'm hoping to make sure that we educate some folks and help them out.
This is so impressive. As you both know, this is way over my head, way above my pay grade. So I love hearing what's going on within the industry because I'm out of it. But that's awesome. So for those who are listening, Nick and Emily and Ben Falvo as well had invited myself and a woman, Jennifer and Alexa, on their podcast. It's probably a few months back now. And it took us a little while to be able to have them back on. But like I said before, we're thrilled because we were sort of able to give our experience with having either the name Alexa or knowing someone with the name Alexa and talking to a group that basically works with a device called Alexa every day. So it made for great conversation. And I would love to hear a little bit more about basically what you two think. You know, when it comes to the conversation, kind of where you stand, and how do you think ethical considerations within the voice community can translate into accountability or actions, you know, for Alexa?
Well, I think we can use your experience. We can try to show examples of how people are being hurt, like what you're putting out there in the community. We can try to put that or incorporate that into our ethical guidelines and see, like, this is really affecting people. How can we prevent this from happening in the future? And how can we mitigate this right now? So that's one way, I guess, we can try to influence the voice community.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is just, you know, knowledge is power, right? Because a lot of the stories that you shared on our podcast, it kind of blew me away because I was like, is this for real? And it's like, yeah, it is for real. And then you find out it's for real. And you're almost in a situation where you're like, oh man, you know, like now I can sort of see how this could be offensive or taken in a different light. So, I definitely think that as an industry, you have to be very, very selective on what you do and you know, what your brand represents, because at the end, it could affect people. And I mean, think about it. You know, if a person who was born 10 years ago had the name Alexa, now that name is everywhere, but it was theirs first. And a funny thing that it brings me back to, has anybody seen the movie Office Space?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That no talent ass clown, Michael Bolton, that was my name first. You know, that's sort of like where we're at. And I mean, that's a funny version of it. You know, we can all get a good laugh out of it. But at the end of the day, you know, actions do matter and actions have consequences. And I think that, you know, that's essentially you've got to make sure that you're doing the right thing by your people and by your products.
Yeah. And personally, like after talking to you and hearing stories, like I've been more careful about what I'm writing and trying not to say the name Alexa as much. And just like if I'm referring to the device, I'll say like in the Amazon device or, you know,
Echo. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The show 5 or the show 8. Yeah. There's different ways to get around it. And I think education is just paramount, you know, like teaching people, this is how you change your wake word. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. Because in the end, you know, not to get philosophical here, but what makes America great is the power of choice, right? You can choose to do this, that, or the other. Well, that even goes with your smart assistant. You can choose the name Alexa, you can choose Echo, you could choose Amazon, you can choose da 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 da, or whatever they allow you to. So, you know.
And I think people just aren't really aware of that either. Like,
yeah,
that you can change the name. And I think that's part of our goal is to make people aware of everything that they can do.
And you know what? The other point I want to bring up real quick was something you brought up on our show. Is the fact that we don't want to create a situation where people know every single smart assistant as Alexa. Even right. If it's Google, even if it's Samsung, even like, oh, I got one of those Alexas. I got a Google Home over there. You know, like that is like nails on the chalkboard to me, especially as like a person that likes the Amazon Echo platform, because I'm like, that's a Google Home. That's not an Amazon product. You know what I mean? And I, like, I'm secretly ripping my hair out, yeah, even though I don't have any. So it's, you know, it all goes back to education. It reminds me of my dad whenever I was a kid, right? I had a Sega Genesis. The guy bought it for me for Christmas. He kept saying Nintendo. I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, you know, so.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think both of your reactions are very similar to what I hear, I guess, day to day kind of general public. It's not that anyone's necessarily intentional trying to hurt someone or anything. It's just really lack of awareness. It's just something that people don't think of. And 100%, you know, in all honesty, I wouldn't have thought of it either. I would be in the same spot as anyone else if I didn't have a daughter named Alexa. It wouldn't cross my mind. I would probably have one and keep calling it until someone brought it to my attention. So, you know, it's just, that's the goal here, is to try and raise awareness in general, and then obviously to see if Amazon will rebrand.
I think Amazon's kind of moving in the right direction a little bit. I mean, have you saw where you could switch the voice to a man now, like a male, like a, I think they're going for like a genderless voice, but the bottom line is it's a male. And the guy has a male name through Amazon Polly. It's Matthew. But like, think about that. Like, I mean, that's kind of powerful whenever you think about it. Like, you can change it to a male gender sounding voice. So all these things, yeah, all these little things add up. But,
and I think as technology progresses and we're able to do more custom voices, and I think that'll help also. Helping to, I guess, not focus the name just on Alexa.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And for me, honestly, you know, this brings me back to a scenario that I just recently had, because I coach both of my kids' soccer teams, the 6-year-old and the 9-year-old.
Yeah.
And the 9-year-old, the 6-year-old team, these girls are great. Me too, they go way out there. What's that? You coach too?
Me too. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So my youngest, she, the 6-year-olds, these girls go out there and they're all high-fiving each other and, you know, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. And it's fun, right? And there's none of that. But at the 9-year-old level, it's like they're like little women. Or, I mean, I know that's going to sound weird. They're like little people. Let me go back. They're like little people, right?
I gotcha.
And it's almost like this, there's almost like this little microcosm of like society. And, you know, it turned into like Lord of the Flies for about 5 minutes yesterday. And I had to put my foot down and say, you know, hey, we're all on the same team here. You know, we're not going to isolate somebody, or we're not going to treat them any different just because of this, 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 or this. And if you can't understand that, then, you know, you can't, you know, we're going to have an issue. So they straightened up. But I think it goes the same thing with humanity as well too, right? Like, mm-hmm, just because a joke is funny to 99 people doesn't necessarily make it a funny joke. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm pontificating a little bit.
No. And you know what? That's the thing. There are some Alexas that have, that we've reached out to, or they've reached out, and they're okay with it. They're able to laugh it off. And, you know, I think there's a lot of sort of personality there. It kind of depends from person to person. I think, mm-hmm, to your point though, Nick, that, you know, for those that it does affect, it deeply affects them. And so,
yes.
And it seems to me from the research, I guess, I've done in the last 2 years that it's the majority. But again, there are people who are just like, it's fine. It doesn't even bother me. And like, mm-hmm, I love that. I give them all the credit. And I think, you know, if it perhaps were my other daughter, she could be in that group, but you know, it totally depends on the person, the child, the adult, whomever it is that's affected. So, I mean, I had recorded a podcast last week with a mom of a 14-year-old who was suicidal over this. It's just, it's pretty incredible what this has done to some people. So I guess, yeah, I don't know. I mean, what would you say, you know, to companies who claim it's important, like Amazon, like what would you suggest they do to solve the issue? Like what would be your thoughts?
Well,
it's a hard one. I know, that's a hard question.
Well, see, the whole thing is that like, I try to approach it from the interactive audio level, right? So I like these programs because they're choose your own adventure based, and I like them for a different reason. But I also like the smart home tech. And to me, it really wouldn't matter how I would invoke the device. I mean, we could call it Bob Smith and it would be fine. And I wouldn't necessarily have that issue. One of the other girls that were on our podcast with you, Alexalot, she actually brought up a good thing where the AVS devices aren't allowed to use the other wake words, which right. I found Absolutely. To be kind of jacked up. So whenever I started to think about that and understand that aspect of it, I think that's a good start. And I think that's a good place to start if you can open up that AVS to other wake words. And I mean, I bet you, this is dollars to donuts, I don't know, but I can almost, I'm thinking here that they probably don't allow the other genders to pop out of the device as well. So you can't switch like an AVS system, like an AVS device to Matthew, the male version.
Right.
So,
and for those who are not in the AI or tech industry, what that means is like a Sonos speaker or something that isn't directly manufactured by Amazon. Yep. Just for anyone that's listening, they may not understand that verbiage. Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that. I get caught up on acronyms. I used to be in the military, so it's everything, you know.
It is in my industry as well. I will tell you, that's basically how we speak. You're an acronyms back and forth. And I would feel bad for anyone trying to listen to our conversations.
No, but I think another step they can take is just for any products that they're coming up with in the future, just to be mindful of what's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
And just so it doesn't happen to anyone else.
Yeah, because, you know, they could potentially develop other devices and they could potentially develop other products that would have names, or other companies could do that as well. But the funny thing about Amazon is that, like, up until a month prior to its release, I guess it was going to be named Flash.
I know.
Like, how wild is that? Like, you know, like, the guy comes storming in the room. Jeff Bezos comes storming in the room, bangs his fist down on the table. He's like, Flash sucks. We need another name. And, you know, and then they're like, what are we going to do? And like, you know, and it's funny because I have, I was part of the pilot program for the first ones, and the box has no writing on it at all that would distinguish it. It just has an Amazon logo. That's it. It doesn't say Echo. It doesn't say this. It doesn't say that. It's just a black box that says Amazon with a little smiley face. And that's it.
I brought that up to my daughter, Alexa, the other day because we were in Kohl's, actually. And she needed a pair of, she's doing dance competition this year. So she needed a pair of black sweatpants. So we went in there to get a pair of black sweatpants. And I don't know if you've been in a Kohl's in a long time, but they have a whole display right at the aisles of all Amazon Echoes. Mm-hmm. And so she was looking at it and she's like, you know, I think these are actually really cool, but why can't they just call it Echo? Because really now, even on the boxes that we were looking at, it just said Amazon Echo and in very small letters said Alexa. And I was surprised because typically it doesn't look like that. Most displays that I've seen over the past couple of years are just plastered with Alexa. So it was good for her to see as an Alexa to say, huh, this really could be used without my name. And it was the first time I've seen it that apparent in a while. So we were happy. I don't know if it really was anything or just a coincidence, but yeah, to your point, like it's doable.
And I think we're at the point where enough people know about it now to like be able to say, oh yeah, I'm using my Echo device or like something else other than Alexa. And I think with branching out of names too and wake words, like I think eventually they'll be able to stop using it and people will still know what it is.
Yeah, and I think the tricky part is too, I've learned through this that Echo is also a first name. I believe it's Greek. I could be wrong. I've said that before and I could be wrong about that. I have to check. I need a little fact check on that one. But I think it would have to be something that's not a non-human name. And now granted, the way that this next generation is naming children, there are that knocks out a lot of possibilities, but still, I know it's possible. And, you know, with Amazon, the amount of minds that they have in that company and marketing people, I'm sure they would come up with something great. Or not just Amazon. I mean, any company that is choosing to use a human name for something with an AI.
I think that brings up an interesting question. If you had to call it something, what would you call it besides a human's name?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I would probably just go with something similar to what Google did or Amazon. I don't see why they didn't choose Amazon. That would probably be my first bet. I know that they wanted to use the letter X for certain reasons, which in the biopharm world that I'm in, that makes sense. Naming drugs, we use the same type of information. So I understand that. But you could just call the letter X or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I have a real choice, but in my mind, Amazon probably makes the most sense. What about you? What about you guys?
I don't know if I have a specific name in mind, but I agree. I think Amazon would be completely fine to use because that actually gives them more visibility with their brand.
Yeah.
And they can expand on that. And like, people already know what Amazon is. They trust Amazon. They like their products. So it would make sense for them to do it.
I would like to have the freedom in order to choose my own name to a certain degree, right?
Like, absolutely.
Like Spot or Buster. You know what I mean? Like, give it like a dog's name. And I don't want to like dehumanize the artificial intelligence, but you know, it'd be nice. Hey, Spot, what's the weather?
Yeah.
That would be cool, right?
So Buster,
what's going on today?
We had one of those, I don't know if you've seen those, the robotic vacuums, but we bought like a less expensive version when we bought our first one. It was like I'm just going to go with less expensive version. But in any case, it came with the name Bob, but it said, when you get it, you can choose, you can name it whatever you like. You give it a first name and a last name and you choose, you name it right off the bat. And that was like one of the first steps in opening the package. So if it came, you know, something like that, where you could just change it to what you wanted, I think it would alleviate a lot of this because, you know, my next door neighbor might call it Cindy and my next door neighbor might call it Miriam and your next door neighbor may call it, you know, Robert. And you can just choose. I think, Nick, that's probably the best case scenario.
Well, you know what's interesting? You bring up robot vacuums. I have two Sharks, okay? And I have an old one that I bought off of Facebook Marketplace. And we call that one Mac, and we call the other one Jack. And I have another one that I went out and actually paid like a lot of money for. The one that I went out and paid a lot of money for, it's stupid. The one that like was beat up and like I got it off Facebook Marketplace, you know, sort of as a test, like the one you bought. This thing, it does circles around the other one. It'll pick up anything. It's amazing. But yeah, inside the app, I named one Mac and I named one Jack. And it's funny, you can be like, Alexa, tell Mac to clean. And it'll be like, burr, 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 and you know, I can hear it off in the other room and it just goes off the dock and gets cleaning. It's amazing.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, you definitely want to, I think they definitely want to open up that wake word a little bit.
Yeah.
For sure. And I know, Nick, you had brought this up on the last call, just talking a little bit about the, and I don't want to put you on the spot. So if it's, you know, if you've already talked about it or if you don't want to, that is quite all right. But you were talking about the anthropomorphism of the devices and you wanted to talk about that. So I just thought I'd bring it back up in case you wanted to.
Yeah. So I think it has a lot to do with humanizing the artificial intelligence, right? So my wife, for instance, whenever we first got these devices, and she would say it wrong. She would be 100% in the wrong. It wouldn't work. And she would say, she's so stupid. She doesn't understand anything. And then she'd just walk off and go to bed and leave the living room lights on. Well, now, and then I had to turn them off. You know, look, so turn them off, blah, blah, blah. And so for me, it was one of those things where like, she had to adapt to it a little bit, but also, it's sort of like my wife actually called it a her instead of an it. And now it's a personality and now it's a person and now it's a thing and now it's this and now it's that. And, you know, it's kind of interesting how humans work and the psyche of it and why why that has such stickiness compared to Amazon, because that's probably one of the main reasons why they didn't go with Flash or Amazon, was because of the fact that it didn't have that stickiness of a personality of a human, somebody else on the other end of the line. And, you know, it's a shame, but that's probably what happened.
It's going to be interesting to see where that goes in the future with anthropomorphism and technology.
Oh, yeah.
And just like where we draw the line too.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody had that crazy uncle that had, like, you know, that 78 Camaro, you know, and named her Bonnie or something like that, or Sheila, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's in our nature. I think it's in our DNA, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But every car wasn't Bonnie, so it wasn't an issue.
It wasn't an issue.
Yep. Right. So that's exactly what it is. You know, there are so many different similarities between so many different examples, and yet there's nothing quite like this. It's wild. It really is kind of a wild ride. I don't know. Is there anything else that you guys want to add? Any advice for people working on this?
Yeah, I'm afraid one day that she'll get too smart and then, you know, turn into Skynet. And, you know, we'll have a Terminator situation on our hands. I know we all laugh about that, but I mean, it's the truth. I mean, if you keep on feeding the beast and you give this thing the ability to, you know, artificial intelligence, if you give AI more data, it's just going to come up. It's just going to draw its own conclusions, right? So it has to be kept at bay.
Yeah. When we get context and being able to feel emotions, that's when we're in trouble. So
yes. Keep the emotions.
Do you think that's
out.
Something that's coming for a robot to be able to have feelings or explain? Yeah. Is that something that's in the works?
It's tough. I mean, yes, eventually, but I don't know if it's like right now. I think that's a little bit farther off than
to go a little bit off topic here.
Yeah.
There's a new Matrix movie coming out. Did you guys see the trailer?
No.
Okay.
I haven't yet.
Matrix Resurrections.
Ooh.
So it's the fourth Matrix, but how did the Matrix start? Well, it started because the human society in their universe developed this artificial intelligence that was so good. And one of the robots actually overheard their boss saying, "Hey, I'm going to jump this thing and go get a newer model." And there was some sort of like altercation, and the robot ended up killing the master or killing the human.
Oh, wow.
So this caused the whole thing. And then there was like, I honest to God, I just, for me, maybe I'm a Debbie Downer, but I always see, like, I always think of the worst case scenario. And if we continue along this line, I think like it could get really bad. Like there, it could, you know, like, I mean, you ever watch Star Wars? Where it's they walk into the cantina. The first thing the bartender says is, "Hey, we don't serve their kind here."
Yeah.
And he's talking about C-3PO and R2-D2, you know? I mean, there was no racism or anything like that. I mean, you know, they had a fish man over here and a guy with four arms over there. But they were pissed about the droids.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, it's kind of like we really got to watch where we go with this stuff. Make it smart. But don't make it too smart. Turn my lights off.
Oh, sorry.
That's it.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think, you know, my worry for that is if they do become that real, or even for, you know, Amazon devices, Google devices that are out there now, that people will isolate so much more because they think they have this perception that they're interacting with something real. And like you said, giving it a pronoun, which is just, it's kind of mind boggling, but you know, I'm sure I'm guilty of doing something, you know, I'm sure I've done it in the past too, for, I don't know, silly things like a car or whatever. And I, like your wife, am not very tech savvy. So I often get very frustrated with our TV. And, you know, when I speak into it and it won't have the correct show, or if it'll tell me like the Wi-Fi is disconnected. And so I think for people who are A, not so tech savvy, and B, for people who just decide to cling to one now, or whether they become really advanced, it's going to be really interesting and yet disturbing at the same time.
Yes.
Right. And I think the key to you know, educating people is just awareness, bringing it mm-hmm. to their attention, making sure they know that to separate those feelings. the device is not the same as a person, and you shouldn't treat humans the way you treat your devices. So,
and there's the other thing too I wanted to point out about this whole thing, like, you know, the pros and the cons. One of the pro is the elderly community, you know,
absolutely.
Like they could benefit greatly from this. And yeah. that's one train that we're all on board, because as every day clicks by, we get older and older. So we'll be on that doorstep, if not too soon from now. So I think as the technology evolves, it could definitely be a good companion for those that are living alone in their twilight years.
I couldn't agree more. I think minus the name, of course, minus the Alexa wake word, but I think it's amazing, especially as technology progresses. And I watch, you know, even my parents, I'm sure, like, you know, your parents as well, mm-hmm. with new things that come out all the time, it's very difficult for them to navigate. And so to be able to just speak to something and have it work, especially, you know, as they get older, is an amazing benefit for so many different reasons that I can't even list. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, one of the things I do want to give you credit for, though, is that there's some people in your camp that are definitely like, I'm not using smart tech at all. But the thing that I liked about you is that you engage smart tech. You just yeah. don't want it to be named a person's name.
Exactly.
Which I think right. is really cool. So I give you some props for that. That's definitely, you definitely get some street cred from me, Lauren, for
that. Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, the whole thing, I don't have anything against the technology at all. And, you know, my family, we use all sorts of different things in different ways, from, you know, the car to the TV, I mean, everywhere. But yeah, as long as it's not offending someone, and that using a human wake word like Alexa is going to offend people. And I think if we can just bring awareness and get Amazon on board and just say, hey, like, how do we work on this together? We don't have to be enemies. We don't have to fight about this. Let's just work together and come up with a solution. And my honest opinion is I think that they could be real heroes in this. They could turn this around and make it a big PR thing and say, hey, you know what? I don't know if they'd admit to I made a mistake, but they could somehow turn this around, especially with things that are going on in the world right now. And I think society as a whole is so focused on being inclusive that they could do something really good with this. So hopefully they see the risk or financial risk that motivates them to do it. that's the Definitely. Key. Right. But
of course.
That's where I'm at. Well, thanks, guys. That honestly, thank you so, so much for being on. I know it's an odd topic to discuss because it's something so different, and it really only affects, you know, I guess this group, basically. Of course, I say this group, but it's, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. But it's not something that's talked about a lot. And I think you being in the voice community, you have to be pretty brave to be on here, and also open. You have to have an open mind to have this discussion. So I commend you both for that. Thank you so, so much. And I'm sorry Ben couldn't be on, because I know, you know, he would have had some great insight as well. But who knows? Maybe we can do another one in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I know he would be up for that. He actually wanted me to sincerely apologize for not being able to be on today, but he would love to get together with you even on a separate episode, maybe just him, and talk about what he thinks about the industry, because he's got a pretty good perspective on it, especially with him working for a security company that is also an artificial intelligence company as well. So it's a whole thing.
Absolutely. And so I guess just, you know, for your listeners on your podcast, I guess our ask would be to help motivate them to separate Alexa, like just to, you know, do the same things they're doing, build the same skills and tweet the same tweets. And, you know, everything can be the same minus the word, although in my opinion, a name Alexa. And I think mm-hmm. you know, we'll all be much better off. So that's my ask. But I realize it's giant. I do realize that.
We'll do our best.
Thanks so much. Thank you both. And happy Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy time with your families.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You too.